Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all of those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for joining us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Carl, and this Mass is being offered for Elizabeth and Anthony Gallegos.
Oh, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We are gathered around our altar to meet the Lord. I want to welcome especially those of us who are joining us from your homes or care facilities. We're glad you can join us and pray with us as one body. Let's open our own hearts now, calling to mind the need for God's strength, God's forgiveness, God's mercies. I confess, Almighty God, God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day, I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. So I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire, burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's not about what I want. Not about what I want, Jesus. You're not thinking as God does, as human beings do. Selfish, and it's all about the glory, the good times. It's going to be great. It's all going to be great. And Jesus is going, "Nah, not really. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really hard. I'm going to suffer." The chief priests, elders, and scribes, all the three groups that have been trying to trip him up, they're going to win for a little while. "Oh, no, Jesus, you got it wrong. You're going to win. You're going to win." Yeah, sort of, but we'll get to that. The cross, it's part of life. It's part of life. And honestly, it's a good part of life. That's how we're made. Think about this. An athlete, when they're working out, they expect some pain. As a matter of fact, what are the phrases they say? "Ooh, feel the burn. Ooh, I'm going to feel this for a couple days. I'm exhausted. That workout took it all out of me." Now, let's transfer that thinking to our vocation. When y'all get married, are you thinking, "It's going to be all good. maybe a little bit. Or are you thinking, boy, I can't wait to feel the burn. I can't wait for that just to take it all out of me. I can't wait to feel this for days. Whew. All right. The cross is part of life. And with the right perspective, it's a good part of life. It's a good part of how God uses things. Because in virtue, there's a little suffering. There's suffering. There's a dying to self. Not thinking as human beings do, but as God does. What am I becoming? What am I growing into? What am I willing to sacrifice for? And the cross is part of that. You see that in the poor prophet Jeremiah. God calls him, and he's just young, probably in his teens or thinking. Old teens, but still teens. God calls him to be his mouthpiece. Awesome! Yeah, I'll sign up for that. God, you want me to speak your words? Fantastic, because we know living in God's will has to be the best thing ever. But we've lived long enough to know living in God's will is hard. And poor prophet Jeremiah has it the hardest. The very first time he proclaims God's word, what do? They put him in the stockade, publicly humiliating him. Over and over again, he's in conflict. And at one point he says, forget it. I'm done. I'm done proclaiming a word. This is too hard. And then we have this great first reading. He says, I don't want to do this anymore, but your word is burning within me. I can't help proclaim it. What's that fire? That's God's love. That's God's passion. Jeremiah can't help proclaim what God's love wants to speak to his people. Oh, you're doing something horrible. I know you're not going to like me for saying it, but I got to say it. Repent. Repent. Because if you don't, we're all going to die. Repent. Repent. And over he gives God's word out of love for God and God's people. Not because he wants to, but he knows, yep, they're going to hate me for it. But you know what? God's way is better than my way. I don't know what he's going to do with this. I don't know the good he's going to bring out of it. May it be like Nineveh and Jonah, and they all repent. That'd be sweet. And I'd feel bad if I didn't give his word and didn't give him the opportunity to repent. So he proclaims. He proclaims. He proclaims. Now, us and our vocations, where the cross takes great form. When we're going through, there is a sense of, oh, but I want life to be happy. That's great. Our vocations, happiness isn't the number one thing. We'll get there eventually. It's holiness. It's holiness. Life, happiness isn't the absolute thing. It's holiness. And holiness leads to happiness, the big happiness. You want just little happiness? Do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. We want the eternal happiness, and that requires a dying to self, picking up our cross and following him. And so we get into our vocations, and there's suffering, and we think something's wrong. But no, we have to think like the athlete. If I'm in the midst of my vocation and there's suffering, it's working. Our vocation is working. It's making us holy. Now, obviously, situations of abuse are not appropriate, ever, ever. But we're talking about 98% of the rest of our time in our vocations, right? It's just hard. He or she is just, being themselves. And I have a choice. I'm only going to do one set of bench presses, or I'm going to lead into it and do an extra set. I'm going to lean into love. I'm going to lean into forgiveness. I'm going to lean into grace. I'm going to lean into doing something extra beyond what is called for me. Because why? That's how I become holy. Not by running away from the cross of my vocation, but by leaning into it. Leaning in deeper. For me as a priest, I remember this many years ago, two parishes ago. Lord was calling me to, okay, add a few more confession times. And I was thinking, boy, I'm pretty busy. And I had the grace thought of thinking, I don't think I can appear before the gates of heaven and say, Jesus, I was too busy to hear confessions. Right? I may as well just go to hell right away. That's not a line a priest can say. Jesus, I was just too busy to hear confessions. Just too busy. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. And so you lean in deeper. Where can I find time for an extra time? Oh, and I found it. It was a 4 o'clock on a Wednesday. Who's going to come at 4 o'clock on Wednesday? Everybody. There was the first few weeks, there was just a few, but within a couple months, that hour was full to overflowing. Overflowing. We lean in deeper. When the cross presents itself, we don't run away, we don't complain, we say, nope, my vocation is working. It's making me holy. It's making me holy. When I don't want to understand, when I want to walk away from my spouse, I lean in deeper and I listen, I receive, I praise, I forgive, I give thanks, and I lean in deeper. But the key is, as Jesus says here, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And here's the difference between the cross and abuse. Whether I'm just abusing my body and working out or other kinds of abuse. The cross leads to life. I give myself in sacrifice. I give myself away. And there are two good ways we see that in our vocations. There is just the cross of life, whether it's priesthood, single life, married, the obvious cross of just choosing to do this. I'm accepting God in the midst of this. And I'm going to do it with love and out of love. And if I'm not ready to do it out of love, then I stay in my car in the garage until I can love before I go inside. Lord, help me be there with love. Help me be there with love. Help me be there with love. Or I stay in the bathroom and I pray until I can come out with love. We have a lot of places to hide. I get it. But to do it with Him. With Him, not on our own. Not just throwing away my life. I'm doing it with love, which makes it united to His cross, which then brings to resurrection. The second way the cross comes in, and by doing extra penance, an extra thing, the Lent. Lent, we do penance, we fast, we pray, we serve. What little things of penance I can do, the extra crosses I bring into my life, not out of self-punishment, but out of love. I'm giving this sacrifice out of love. I may skip breakfast on Tuesdays because, Lord, I offer that to you for the good of my family. Not because I hate myself, I want to punish myself, because I love my family. I want to sacrifice for them. So I create an offering. I create a cross that brings life, that brings grace. And these are the questions that we then look at our life in terms of the cross, not how can I find pleasure, which is what our society wants to find, right? Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. That's why our phones are designed to, in large part, to numb us. Social media, to numb us, help us escape. TV, to numb us, help us escape. Drugs, alcohol, sex, it's all there to numb, to numb, to numb, to numb, to numb, because there's a lie, I shouldn't have to suffer. I shouldn't have to suffer. That's not true at all. That's how we grow in virtue. That's how we get exercise. We suffer a little bit to grow stronger. Suffering is okay. Ooh, but not self-destructive suffering. That's not okay. That's not blessed. Suffering united to Christ, offering my life over that I can share in life in heaven, that I can share in a life of grace. I can know what God is holding out for me. And that's the life I want. So as we go forward this week, let's look for the cross and ask for the courage to not run, but to lean in, to carry longer, to stand straighter, to offer more, And secondly, to ask, Lord, is there any little cross you'd like me to add that you might have more grace for those around me or myself or the world? Because as a Christian, we are lights in the world. We are salt of the earth. We give it its flavor. We give it its flavor. Is there anything you wish me to offer to take up a cross that the world in some way might know resurrection and hope and courage and forgiveness and grace? Let us pray. Be reminded of our vocation. Accept our cross. But to walk in the will and the love and the strength of Jesus Christ, let us turn our hearts to the Lord.
We profess our common faith. I believe. Courage, we present our needs to our loving Father.
For the Church, may the power of the Gospel continue to renew her people on their path of discipleship. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who govern nations, may the Holy Spirit grant them the wisdom and courage to set forth policies that promote justice and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are persecuted for their faith, may God strengthen them in perseverance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this assembly, may Christ embolden us to lovingly share our faith with others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those carrying the cross of illness, that the Lord may bless them with healing and deliverance from pain, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the souls of the faithful departed, may God grant them eternal rest and peace, especially James Dunn, Mary Ellen Dolan, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, God of mercy and goodness, hear the hearts of your family. We ask our needs in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Take up your cross.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty, and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thomas Aquinas, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ, O Lord, whom bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away those sins.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.